Hi, Joshua. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, this is Joshua. I'm a physician here in Mexico, and I have contacted you about a couple of years ago, and I've been one of your followers, trying to heal patients with your knowledge.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and I bet you your patients appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Yes, I want to ask you, I have a patient who is a female, 43 years old. She had recently hysterectomy about 5 months ago, but the ovaries were also removed. My question is, which would be the best way? Hysterectomy out with the ovaries or not?
If at all possible, if one has not been through menopause, in my opinion, and of course it's just my opinion, one should leave those ovaries in there because they still have a chance to be making what ovaries make, as both you and I know, and that really helps support health. So again, that's my opinion, but if menopause hasn't happened, those ovaries should stay in there.
Yes, and you know that there is a growing evidence that ovary removal may be associated with the risk for heart disease, stroke, osteoporosis, and even dementia. What would be the best way to treat these patients with hormonal therapy, and which hormone would be the best option?
Okay. She's not had any cancer herself, estrogen-related
Not at
cancer.
all. She's a very healthy individual, and in no case, in no sense, why it was taken out. The uterus was bleeding, and they considered to take out, but for me, it was a surprise that also the ovaries were removed.
Yeah, big
So she is
surprise.
now having some climacterium symptoms lately. So which would be the best option to give her naturally, of course, for her, and what type of hormone, if there is any?
Oh, there definitely is, sir. Here in the United States, I'm not sure about Mexico, but most of the compounding pharmacies can put together something called Bi-Est, which just means two estrogens, as you know. And the proportions in there, to start with, are 80% estriol and 20% estradiol. We need a little smidge of the estradiol, but the majority being estriol, because as you know, it's anti-carcinogenic. Now,
Yes.
that is used all but 3 or 4 days per month, because there is research out there that I know you're aware of too that shows that if you don't take a break every month from your hormones, you have a 44% greater chance of breast cancer, and that's based on a study of 145,000 ladies in France. Okay, so that's cycled. You take 3 or 4 days off a month, more if you had heavier bleeding when you were having your cycles, and less if you didn't have heavier bleeding. And that's cycled with progesterone, and the progesterone needs to. Depending on whether there's osteoporosis in the family or not, it needs to come in at mid-cycle when ovulation would have happened, or if there's osteoporosis anywhere in the family, we have a lower dose after the break, and then at the mid part of the hormone cycle, we'll go to a higher dose because that's the way nature does it, and then again, bring it down for that 3 or 4 day break. And if we cycle the estrogen, progesterone, and then we follow up with a laboratory test. We can tell if that's the correct dose for that person. Now, what we usually start with, and this is just usual, but it hardly ever is an overdose, it's sometimes an underdose, is just 2 milligrams of that combination of Bi-Est. And then it's offset. Let's say the woman does have osteoporosis in her family with 50 milligrams of progesterone for the first 12 to 13 to 14 days, and then 100 for the rest of the days before the next break, stepping it down in the 2 days before the break from 100 back to 50. We don't expect, obviously, any menstrual bleeding with the uterus removed. And then we'll follow that up with a laboratory test to see if that's, to make sure if that's what the person should have. Now, also, there goes the ovaries, so this lady probably needs a smidge of testosterone too,
Yes.
because without that testosterone, muscle mass can't be maintained very well, and she might get dry eyes. That's very common in women with low testosterone. And oddly enough, the test, and these are all transmucosal applied creams. These are not swallowed, of course, as you know. The testosterone is approximately 2 milligrams, sir. Why so much? It's just as much as the estrogen, but as we both know, women's bodies take that testosterone and very efficiently turn it into mostly estrogen, so only
Yeah.
some testosterone's left behind. And Since she didn't have her adrenals removed, I'd check her DHA and see if she needs any of that. And that's
okay, so she will also need the DHA?
Well, that, remember, is made in the adrenals, as they taught us in medical school.
Yeah.
So I'd check that and see if she needs it.
Okay,
yeah.
So could you please remind me about the testosterone? What is the dose that I have to give her?
Oh, 2 milligrams, just like the Biest. Now, sir, if you do one other thing, because we have less than a minute left, we have a general message, the general message address, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at TahomaClinic.com. You put in there that it's for me. It'll go to my assistant. She'll give it to me. And we want to get back to you some message about a former Tahoma Clinic doctor who now works part-time in Mexico. And you might be interested in being in touch with him. He speaks fluent Spanish because he's from Argentina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will be glad to know that. Yeah.
Send us that email, admin at TahomaClinic.com. And thank you so much for calling, sir. You can see it's time for the program to be over.